You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Metro Nightclub in Kalamazoo has reopened after closing for 2 months. While the bar and dance club never officially claimed to be a gay bar, it was well known as a welcoming place for members of the LGBTQ community. I sat down with Jay Maddock, the director of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center, to talk about what Metro's new ownership means for Kalamazoo.
The new owner of Metro is opening it up and is really sort of taking it as Kalamazoo's only gay bar. So it's taking it a step further to call it and claim it as a gay bar in Kalamazoo. And so far, they've had their launch party and their opening weekend this past weekend, and they did have a New Year's party. And it seems that the LGBT community is coming out to support Metro and really claim that space as their space as well.
Was Metro kind of the only what we would consider gay-friendly bar?
You know, I think that times have changed. I think that when Metro first opened in the early 2000s, I think it was one of the only spaces in Kalamazoo that people could go to and that felt safe. I think we as a community have come a really long way, and I think that Kalamazoo as a city is a much more inclusive city than maybe people expect it to be in West Michigan. And I think that there are a lot of venues throughout Kalamazoo that have done a lot of work to become more inclusive spaces. And I know that we are First Thursday mixers, which happen each month on the first Thursday of every month, and are for an opportunity for LGBTQ community members to meet and mingle. We hold them at different venues each month, and it's an opportunity for us to see what an inclusive space we have in this community.
With all of these other spaces that are willing and really excited to have members of the gay community, is the gay bar in the traditional sense necessary anymore? Is it relevant?
You know, I think that's a good question. And I think that it's a different story for each person. And I think for some people, a gay bar is absolutely still relevant and still necessary. And I think that that's important for that space to exist for those people and for this community. I think overall in a city like Kalamazoo, it's important that we do have safe spaces that claim loudly to be safe spaces and that are visible and out in the open and that people know that they can find. And if that comes in the form of a gay bar, and that's what makes people feel safe and lets them go out and have a night where they can connect with people and feel welcomed, then that's a really important piece to have for that part of the community. I think that there are other people that don't think that, you know, a gay bar is relevant for them or their life anymore. And we have a really diverse community. And that's one of the awesome things about the LGBT community in Kalamazoo and LGBT community across the country, is that it's made up of lots of people, some people that don't like bars at all. And so I think that a lot of people will support Metro and will support spaces in Kalamazoo that are LGBT friendly. And I think that there are other people that are happy to know that it exists, but maybe it's not their cup of tea.
Do you feel like the role of maybe these gay nightclubs has maybe changed from the days where it really was for everyone in the LGBT community the only safe space?
Yeah. You know, I think that we as a society and a culture have made, you know, strides forward. Of course, we still live in a state where you can be fired for being gay or kicked out of your house for being trans. And so there's a lot of work to be done. We also, are part of, you know, a case that might be being heard by the Supreme Court about marriage. So our state has a lot of work to do to really be fully inclusive for the LGBT community. And I think that also speaks volumes to how safe people feel when we don't have legislation that is making you equal in the eyes of the law. It's hard to believe that you're safe everywhere. So I think in that realm of things, you know, having LGBT spaces that are claimed as such are really important for our community to have, because we live in a world that isn't all on board yet. But we have made improvements, so there certainly are opportunities to go out, in other bars that might, are having, gay nights that are, a night that bar turns into a gay bar, or having, these mixers that go to different spaces and is claiming a space at these bars. The fact that we can have those shows that we've also made progress in that way. But I think that there's always going to be an important call to have LGBT-specific spaces.
That was Jay Maddock of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center talking about the reopening of Metro Nightclub as Kalamazoo's only gay bar. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.